Good morning. It's Monday, February 9th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A public plea is intensifying efforts to find the missing mother of U.S. news anchor Savannah Guthrie. Guthrie and her siblings released a video over the weekend, urging those responsible to return their mother, Nancy Guthrie, who disappeared from her home in Tucson, Arizona. Authorities believe the 84-year-old was taken against her will during the night. Investigators say her doorbell camera was removed and data from her pacemaker disconnected hours later. The FBI is reviewing a possible ransom message sent to media outlets and is offering a $50,000 reward for information. One person has been arrested in connection with a fake ransom note. Sheriff Chris Nanos said investigators are working on the assumption that Nancy Guthrie is still alive, calling the case active and urgent. Another news. The Washington Post is facing another major shakeup after its chief executive stepped down days after overseeing mass layoffs. William Lewis announced his departure following the decision to cut roughly a third of the newspaper's workforce, including much of its international and sports coverage. Lewis said the reductions were necessary to secure the paper's financial future, but the move sparked backlash from staff, subscribers, and former editors. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Post's headquarters in Washington, while fundraising campaigns were launched to support affected journalists, including staff in conflict zones. Jeff D'Onofrio, the paper's chief financial officer, will serve as acting CEO. The Post, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has faced declining revenue and controversy in recent years as it attempts to adapt to shifting media economics. Around the world, Iran has sentenced Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi to 6 years in prison, according to her lawyer. Mohammadi was convicted of gathering and colluding to commit crimes, with additional sentences for propaganda activities, travel bans, and 2 years of internal exile. Under Iranian law, the prison terms will run concurrently. Her lawyer, Mostafa Neely, said the verdict is not final and can be appealed, adding that her health condition may allow for temporary release on bail. Mohammadi has spent much of the past decade in and out of prison for campaigning against the death penalty and mandatory dress laws for women. She was released on medical grounds late last year, but continued speaking publicly. The ruling underscores Iran's continued crackdown on dissent and activists. Another news. Japanese markets surged to record highs after Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi secured a historic election victory. Her Liberal Democratic Party won a two-thirds majority in the lower house, giving Takaichi a strong mandate just months after taking office. The Nikkei 225 jumped more than 5% in early trading, briefly crossing 57,000 for the first time before closing at a record high. Analysts say investors are responding positively to her pro-business agenda, which includes stimulus spending, tax cuts, and deregulation. Takaichi said she would pursue responsible yet aggressive fiscal policies without reshuffling her cabinet. However, some economists have raised concerns about how her plans will be funded, given Japan's already high government debt and growing cost of living pressures. Another news. Train drivers in Spain are preparing to launch a nationwide strike following two deadly rail accidents in January. The union CEMAF announced a three-day walkout, citing what it calls deteriorating safety conditions across the rail network. The strikes follow a crash in southern Spain that killed 46 people and a second derailment near Barcelona that killed a train driver and injured dozens. Investigators say preliminary findings suggest track fractures and infrastructure failures may have played a role. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is expected to face questioning in Parliament this week over rail safety. While the government insists hundreds of millions of euros have been invested in maintenance, unions say the crashes mark a turning point in demands for staffing increases and stronger safety guarantees. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. share this with a friend, and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.